are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We aim to answer your medical questions. We aim to explain what's going on in the medical world, try to explain what's going on in the political world, try to make heads or tails of just life in general. No other talk show does this, which is probably why a lot of people don't want to do this. Sometimes it's not that fun. I don't know. I just saw a headline here. What's this headline? Barack Obama approval rating at 15-month high. Is he doing that well? I have no idea. Is he? I don't even know. At least the conventions are over. I think the first debate is coming up October 3rd. That's going to be very exciting. Again, it would have been really fun to see Newt Gingrich. I think Newt Gingrich would have been a phenomenal debater. But I think Mitt Romney is going to do an awesome job. It's going to be very interesting to see how they, with no teleprompter. Remember, 4 years ago, Barack Obama did hold his own with John McCain. Now, some of us thought Barack Obama was losing some of the debates, but because we were watching it on CNN or one of the other major networks, as soon as the debate was over, they would say, wow, Barack Obama won that debate. So everyone's like, oh, I guess he did. But I don't think that's going to happen this time around. I think it's going to be a lot more apparent and a lot more aware. I don't think it'll be very easy to discern, you know, who has more of a handle on what's going on. It's going to be pretty exciting. So I believe October 3rd, one of you had asked me when did the debate start. I'm going to be able to watch the debates live finally because my show is going to be moving to days. My show currently airs 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, and then 9 to midnight Eastern. And by the grace of God and Genesis Communication Network, they are moving me to mornings. I know Donovan's happy. Donovan's like, yay, I don't have to deal with Dr. Dahlia anymore. No, see, Donovan and I still get to work together on Saturdays. Oh, poor guy. I know. He thought he... I don't know who's going to help me in the mornings, either Scott or Kyle. I right now, they're pulling straws, and whoever gets the smallest straw loses and has to do my show. But my show is moving live to the mornings. That should not affect, however, when you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show on XM, if you listen on your current affiliates, whether you're at FAS FW, or WFAS in Westchester or KSIS or KDWN, you are going to still hear the Dr. Dahlia Show when you hear. You know, it is delayed. But for those of you at work that want to call in live and listen live, you could do that 9 to noon Pacific, 12 to 3 Eastern. It's going to be a lot more energetic. I'm going to be wide awake. My patients are going to be happy because then my show will be over. I don't have to prep for my show while I'm seeing them. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, really? You got a boil? Oh, can I use that for my show tonight? Now the show will be over by the time I see my patients. So it'll be pretty nice. Yes, we are hopefully expanding the Dr. Dahlia Show. You need to contact your news talk station. If you don't have the Dr. Dahlia Show in your local town, call them. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you I know are also listening on the KDON signal. KDWN has a phenomenal signal, so many of you are listening at night on that KDON signal up in Oregon, up in Washington. And if it's not strong enough, then call your news talk station and say, please bring the Dr. Dahlia Show there. And Genesis Communications will make it happen. All right, let's go right to news. Mammograms may boost breast cancer risk for some women who have a high family history of breast cancer could possibly be at higher risk for breast cancer after they have a diagnostic scan that exposes them to radiation above the waist, such as mammograms. All right. According to the study out of the Netherlands Cancer Institute in Amsterdam, they say any diagnostic use of radiation before age 30 increased breast cancer risk by 90% for carriers of the BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations. They say a history of mammography before age 30 also tended to raise the risk by 43%. a finding that persisted per ABC News with adjustment for family history as well. Now, honestly, we really don't do mammograms under age 30. We usually start with an ultrasound. And I know this study occurred in Europe. In America, many times we'll MRI the breast, then, which isn't radiating it. So if you're under 30, I think in America, before Obamacare kicks in, we do an ultrasound and we could do an MRI of the breast. But usually we mammogram over 30. They say if all carriers had one mammogram before age 30, the number developing breast cancer by age 40 would rise from 9 out of 100 to 14 out of 100. Oh, look here. They say this supports the use of using MRI for surveillance of women with BRCA mutations. Now, some of you are like, really, do we really need to start screening women that young? Well, if they got the BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutations for breast cancer, yes. You know, breast cancer does hit women in their 20s. It can. You know, it's not just a middle-aged woman type of thing. So, you know, doctors are probably saying, well, then let's maybe mammogram them. And according to this study, like, well, maybe not mammogram them, maybe MRI them. Women's self-reported lifetime exposure to fluoroscopy, CT scans, regular x-rays of chest, shoulders, mammography, etc. Breast cancer risk rose. So maybe what we should probably do then. And honestly, we like to x-ray young people as little as possible. We really do. We like to x-ray as little as possible, period. I mean, God forbid you have a pneumonia, we're going to chest x-ray you. I mean, it's more worrisome and the mortality is higher skipping the x-ray and not diagnosing the pneumonia than worrying about possible breast cancer later. However, if you aren't sure of your BRCA status, I suggest knowing your BRCA status. And if insurance doesn't pay for it, and you have a high family history of breast cancer, and you need to get a shoulder x-ray, then maybe you know, we do have aprons that we give patients that protect body parts. It's a little bit more difficult to just kind of wrap it around like a halter top, you know, to expose the shoulder. But, you know, if you're at high risk, you may want to talk to your doctor about this. This is some pretty significant findings, okay? This is mammograms under age 30 for people with high family risk and BRCA test, BRCA positive. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I was calling about iodine dosages and so I think it's called selenium for healing. Just wondering because I had read somewhere that iodine helps beat breast cancer and, you know, I don't eat a lot of fish. And then I think the other stuff was, I want to say selenium.
Yep.
I think that's what it is. It's supposed to help with healing. Anyways, thanks.
No, great question. Thank you. Okay. Many people have been asking about selenium and iodine and does it prevent breast cancer? When you search, you know, online, there's a lot of natural websites which have some pretty interesting facts. You know, talking about how 80% of breast cancer patients who had a mastectomy were found to have low levels of selenium in their blood than healthy patients would. There's been a varieties a variety of theories linking the lack of selenium or iron or other important minerals to us having cancer. Now, according to this one site, I'm looking at right now, it's called Breast Cancer Choices. They believe that the selenium can reverse chromosomal breakage. There was a study from Kowalska at all. Right? Increased rates of chromosome breakage and BRCA1 carriers are normalized by oral selenium supplementation. This was back in 2005. Basically, they gave women who had the BRCA1 mutation selenium for 3 months, and supposedly their chromosome breaks were reduced to normal. Now, something like that is extremely exciting. From what we understand, there might have been another study also in the Journal of American Association, but we still don't have the regular medical community telling people to pop selenium. Now, another study that was out, and the reason why I have these studies so handy is because I get asked this a lot by my patients. You know, what can I do naturally to prevent breast cancer? There's another study, I believe it was published in Cancer, is it Cancer Causes Control? I'm trying to think. I'm trying to pull it up right now because I have these saved, where unfortunately there wasn't enough evidence. They wanted more studies in terms of using iodine and selenium for breast cancer. But see, here's the thing. Okay, I kind of like the whole selenium idea, but I'm not a huge fan of popping pills. All right, so where can you get selenium? Now, she just said she doesn't like fish. Okay, well, you could get selenium in nuts. Like Brazil nuts, right? Remember we talked about this? Probably Brazil nuts are one of your most healthiest foods and cancer fighting foods on this great earth of ours. Brazil nuts. They also have a lot of magnesium. So if you don't like fish, Brazil, for those of you that do like fish, shellfish, oysters, mussels, I think also shrimp, caviar, lobster, crab, you know, but also bran. You know, certain breads and breakfast cereals have selenium. Sunflower seeds have selenium. You know, and fish, it doesn't always have to be the herring or the anchovies, you know, tuna. If you could get away with tuna. Now, some of you, eat liver. I don't know how you could do it. They say lamb liver provides the most selenium with about 116 micrograms per 100 gram serving. They say sausage liverwurst could also give you some selenium. I mean, what other problems are there? I'm a fan of selenium. I'm just more of a fan of you. But you see what I just talked about in terms of the fish and the nuts and the bran. Don't we talk about that for all, you know, types of cancer prevention? Like colon cancer, breast cancer, et cetera. I mean, you know, these types of foods, it's the same story, different day. Same story, different day. So, yeah, I think it's cool to look into. It's just, I don't know, right now, nobody in the medical community is saying, go find, selenium in pill form and take that. All right, great call. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. We're just talking about sausage. There was a study came out that said antibiotics in meat, when we put antibiotics in our meat, it may actually thwart the efforts to make sausage safe, because sometimes these manufacturers purposely put bacteria in the meat to protect it. Remember, there's helpful bacteria and there's not so helpful bacteria. So a new study, according to drugs.com, says an uncured pepperoni or salami, antibiotic residues in the meat are strong enough to weaken the helpful bacteria that sausage makers add to the product in order to make it safe to eat. Usually antibiotics are used to promote growth and prevent disease in livestock. We know that. But at the same time, sausage manufacturers commonly place lactic acid producing bacteria in sausage meat so that the product is acidic enough to kill harmful bacteria like E. coli and Salmonella. But if there's antibiotic residues in livestock, that could kill the helpful lactic acid producing bacteria. Therefore, the bad bacteria could possibly multiply. This is a study that was published last week in the journal M. Bio, and found that antibiotic concentrations of levels that meet requirements by American and European regulators can affect the process of allowing things to do. You almost wonder, should we just let, you know, nature do its thing? You know, let the animal roll around in the poop. You get the bacteria in the poop. Bacteria gets into the system. It fights whatever needs, and we eat the meat. No. I still like the idea of things being clean. Honestly, I just think we just do too much to our food. We just do too damn much. You know, I don't want to name any specific companies, but my husband likes, you know, filtered water that you filter yourself. I mean, we go through bottled water so much. I can understand that. He probably doesn't like spending the money on the bottled waters. I know. I think it's, I get it. You know, you can buy like a little filter or something. But I taste something in it. And I don't know what it is. I don't have a lot of good senses. My hearing's not that good. My sight's had some issues. But I can taste and I could smell. And something bothers me with some of these filterings. I don't know if I'm picking up something in the filter or what. And so it's almost at the point where just what do you do? You know, do you go for the bottled water with the plastic? Do you use the filters? Do you go for meat that's organic? Do you not? And it's just, you know, sometimes it's like the more we do, the worse we do. And it's kind of frustrating because with all these stories that come out, everything I have to talk to you all about in terms of, okay, well, now we have salmonella, now we have listeria, and now we have BPA, and, you know, you aren't supposed to, you know, the story again resurfaced about frying meat in these pans that are nonstick and you're putting yourself at risk for prostate cancer. Well, then what are you supposed to eat out of? Well, mix it up. I mean, there's green pans, there's stainless steel pans, there's the nonstick pans, there's a grill, there's the microwave, there's the toaster oven. And it's honestly same story, different day. Same poop, different day. Just eat right. Don't do anything religiously day after day after day when it comes to eating. Mix it up a little bit, and we go from there. All right. I know. I wish I just had better news for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't know if this is better news. This actually is not good news at all. Apparently, tens of thousands of fish and seagulls have washed up dead, I guess, on the shore of Lake Erie. I know many of my listeners are up in Michigan. We have a lot of our night listeners in Michigan. They say, yeah, no, Lake Erie borders, don't make me go through my geography. Well, you know what? But Michigan's by the Great Lakes, okay? Cut me some slack here, okay? Hey, at least I'm not saying Israel doesn't have a capital, okay? And I'm not confusing the whole Jerusalem capital issue. At least I know Jerusalem's the capital of Israel. At least I got that one, okay? All right. They say apparently there are tens of thousands of freshwater fish and seagulls along a 25-mile stretch of Canadian shoreline by Lake Erie. Apparently horrible stench. I'm looking at a picture of this. Experts are now trying to conduct tests going, why did this happen? Was it pH levels? Algae saturation? They don't know. They don't know if there was a toxic spill. What was that, a Simpsons movie where he was throwing stuff into the water that was killing all the fish? Now, they say there's a natural phenomenon called lake inversion, right, where a lake is invented, cold water carries less oxygen than warmer water because it's heavier. And so when if the fish are more above, you know, in the higher levels of the water, they could get less oxygen and maybe they suffocate. They don't know if maybe the winds and the storms in the area could cause that process. But there's carp, sheephead, perch, catfish, suckers just lying there dead. They don't know if it's blue-green algae. I hate seeing that kind of stuff. I really do. So they're going to look into that, and we'll see. Now, remember birds were falling from the sky in Arkansas last year? I don't think they ever figured that out, did they? Well, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
It's the
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I bet you did. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan working the dials. Remember, starting Monday, we are going to morning show, 9 to noon Pacific time live, noon to 3 live Eastern time. You can still listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show any time of day. If you have your Android app on your Android phone, which is free, download it. You can listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you go on the go. You can also listen to GCN Live. GCN Live, I believe, is on both, I think, Android and iPhone. I need to double check that. We are working on the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app, but there's ways to listen to me all day long if for some reason you're going to miss the show. Still stay listening to XM or your current affiliates because you're still going to get the show that way. Nothing's going to change. But if you want to call in live, you want to ask questions, be on the show, that's how you do it. I'm going to be on live 9 to noon Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific, noon to 3 Eastern, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And because I'll be doing the show in the morning, I won't be making mistakes like I just made. See? Mixing Eastern and Pacific time, etc. Doctor, this is Kenneth. I've been out of work for 1.5 years. No one seems to be hiring. I'm 54 years old, and I'm pounding the pavement like I did 30 years ago. I heard the jobs report today. Anything you suggest I do to make myself more employer-friendly? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I wish you'd be live, because I would love to find out where you're living and what you do. I mean, you know, we spent some time on the show trying to reshape your application. We spent some time on how to do that and how to reshape your attitudes towards finding a job. Sorry, let me move my chair. Boy, I need some WD-40. All right. And, you know, one of the things we had discussed is, you know, look, if you're an accountant, you may need to think outside the box and look for a non-accountant type job. You know, I mean, because a lot of times what people do, and I would do the same thing, is you've been working in a field, you've been making X amount of money, all of a sudden you get fired, and you are looking for the same type of job with that same type of money. And I don't blame you. Because that's what your lifestyle is. That's what you deserve. I mean, you've been, you know, in the job field for 30 years. But unfortunately, sometimes you just have to, you know, go once, you know, like some people in accounting have gone to marketing. Some people in marketing have gone to human resources. You know, you're going to have to, you know, at some point expand. If you feel like you're too old against the competition, then your asset will be that you're seasoned, that you're experienced. So then you want to find a company who would relish that or would appreciate that more. You know, there's many times you could see how companies hire based on their clientele. I had worked for a company that is going to remain unnamed, where the boss only wanted good-looking people. Don't ask how I got in there. But I remember I worked for Human Resources, and they said, all right, Dahlia, you give me the best applications you can, and then we're going to take a look at them. But it stinks because the boss is going to want good-looking people. And honestly, we had the best-looking group of employees. I know it's considered discrimination, et cetera, but it's what happens a lot. All right. Yet you may see another office where it looks like they're really looking for people that good looking people can have substance, but you know, when you don't see, you know, 6'3" models, right? And you see kind of people, you know, regular everyday people working hard or whatever. It may kind of clue you in as to, okay, so maybe they're not going to, you know, worry about me not being a 20-year-old model or GQ pinup type of thing. But I got to tell you, it's, you know, with I hate always bringing up Obamacare, but this is really a big part of it. To kind of transition, but not leave the subject completely. An article came out re-itemizing what is supposed to happen with the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. It's supposed to extend health insurance coverage to an estimated 32 million Americans that don't have it. I don't see how, if you don't get hired and you choose not to buy your own health insurance. But anyway, that's what it's supposed to do. But here's the biggie. The uninsured, self-employed, and smaller businesses under 50 employees will be able to purchase insurance through state-based exchanges. We still don't know how much that would be. With some people and businesses eligible for subsidies. However, companies with more than 50 employees are required to provide health insurance to workers or be fined $2,000 per worker annually. All employees working more than 30 hours a week will be entitled to health insurance, which means an employer is now told per employee they're going to have to pay an additional $2,000 plus, either $2,000 for the fine or for the health insurance. Now, what if an employer is able to find health insurance for $200 a month? Okay, that's $2,400 a year. Okay, is that a good rate for an employer to find health insurance at $200 a month? Honestly, when I was shopping around for health insurance, I couldn't find it that cheap. All right, so my guess is many employers who are unfortunately going to be dealing with a $300 or $400 a month type of rate, they may say, to heck with that, I'll take the fine. Or many companies may say, 50 employees, huh? What if I just keep it at 49? And you notice also where it says all employees working more than 30 hours a week will be entitled to health insurance. Don't be shocked if you get a 25-hour-a-week job. That's what I'm hearing. A lot of my patients are getting part-time jobs. Now, I thought in the Affordable Health Care Act, for every 2 part-time employees, it's supposed to equal some sort of coverage. Now, I need to relook at that provision. It's really difficult to read that bill. But they don't want employers to just hire a whole bunch of people part-time. They're going to sock it to the employer if they hire two part-time employees. So, you know, not only are you up against a horrible recession, not only are you up against, Kenneth, younger people, but you're up against, if it's a company and 50 employees, it's very easy to accrue 50 employees. Extremely easy. All right, $2,000 per worker. If the boss can't afford health insurance, you know how attractive it would be to be under that 50-person mark? There's also supposed to be some sort of provision for companies with 20 or more employees. This was just one quick rundown from, I think it's called the Business Journal. But, you know, employers are, they may love you. They may absolutely love your application. But if it's going to throw them over, you know, with what we have to do with Obamacare and mandate insurance coverage, you know, you won't get hired. So I don't know what you should do to make yourself more attractive. Now, what we have discussed is one of the best things to do during a recession is go back to school. Try to get more education. Now, I know that's very difficult. Community college, you know, college classes, online classes, they could cost some money. But sometimes getting the extra credentials, expanding, moving laterally, at least it's something you could do in the meantime. If not, also learn another language. That's not that expensive. You know, I mean, yeah, many people, they can't go back to college and get a degree, or they can't start signing up classes for, they can't start signing up classes, you know, at community college, or they don't have the time or energy to go take an online course. But what about taking a Rosetta Stone, you know, at home course, with Spanish? Or, Chinese or something. I mean, Chinese is very, very difficult to learn, you know, without living in China. But one thing that will move you up on the applicant pool is being bilingual. Now, I'm not 100% fluent in Spanish. Okay. Many of you could say, well, duh, Dahlia, I've heard you. Okay. Now be nice, por favor. All right. But I knew enough Spanish where I was usually first hired at any job just because I could speak Spanish and I could speak enough to get through. And so maybe that's something you could do in the meantime. I mean, honestly, it's such a big push right now to, you know, try to kill two birds with one employee. And so rather than, you know, hiring somebody that could translate and somebody to do a job, if you could do the job and speak what you can, then do it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dolly cruise. We are going to Alaska next summer. It is going to be a phenomenal trip. Beautiful, up the Inside Passage. Great rate. Go to my website at drdolly.com to check it out and book it. Now, you know, interesting, we've been telling everybody to cut back on the video games, especially the violent ones, cut back on the TV. And now we have two studies saying violent computer games or TV is actually good for you. All right, so what is this here? Apparently, they say that violent video games can increase your tolerance to pain up to 65%. They say a study at Keele University found that 40 volunteers, this is coming from Daily Mail, were able to stomach pain for 65% longer after playing violent first-person shooter games than those who played a nonviolent golf game. They had participants play both games, so that must have been difficult for them. the nonviolent on separate occasions for 10 minutes and then place one of their hands in ice-cold water to test their reaction to pain. On average, participants kept their hands in the icy water for 65% longer after playing the violent game, indicating that playing the game increased the patient's pain tolerance. Heart rate also was shown to increase. So they think that the increased pain tolerance and heart rate could be attributed to the body's natural fight or flight response to stress, and you have some sort of protection. The study was prompted following research by the same study that showed that swearing. I was going to say, this sounds very, very similar to that study about 2 years ago where they had men stick their hands in ice, and those who could curse were able to keep their hands in ice longer. So they deduced and concluded that swearing prevented, helped decrease pain. I was wondering, I'm like, gosh, that study sounds very similar. You know what? It's a fun study. Why not? All right. So this latest study, they said, was a test of the assumption in which we set out to try and raise participants' aggression levels. And if the aggression levels affect the sympathetic nervous system, will it affect pain tolerance? And according to that, it looks like it may. Now, I mean, I don't know. I you know, a lot of times, though, I mean, think about it. This isn't that new to us. You know how you want to be ready for it? You know, brace yourself. When people are told to brace themselves, they do better. Like, you know, but then again, on the flip side, sometimes when we give a shot, sometimes we're distracting, because distraction, you know, if you're looking at it and you're anticipating, you could sometimes be more worried about it. But for other people, if they brace themselves, like, oh, then it's not that bad. So I really think it's person dependent. But it's kind of cool. I really like the study about the swearing, because I know that, you know, swearing helps. Don't say the Lord's name in vain, but I mean, you know, like regular cuss words, it really helps when you stub a toe. It helps a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now they say that researchers from the University of Buffalo say if you watch reruns of your favorite TV show, you will get a mental boost. And you'll actually perform better on tests and games, etc. They say if you had watched an episode that you had seen several times before, you perform better than seeing a new run movie. They say when you watch a favorite rerun, you typically don't have to use any effort to control what you are thinking, saying, or doing. You're not exerting the mental energy. At the same time, you're enjoying your interaction, and it restores your energy. Ah, that's why. I love watching old Seinfelds and old I Love Lucy's and Cheers. And but you see, sometimes after a while, you have the show memorized. And wouldn't that dumb you down a little bit? Right? Watching the same show over and over and over again. Anyway. All right. Honestly, I don't know if I really believe in this, because my kids watch SpongeBob SquarePants after school, and it's usually the same rerun, and the kids don't do any better on their homework, so I really don't get that. What would your favorite rerun be? I'm trying to think. I love watching Pawn Stars. I love Pawn Stars, and so I'll watch reruns of Pawn Stars. I just really love that show. I can't wait for Gold Rush Alaska, too. That's going to be wonderful. Okay, this was kind of interesting. They say kids develop a sense of humor by age one. You are able to think something is really funny by age one. U.S. researchers studied 30 babies in their homes when they were 6 months old and 1 year old. Babies watched their parent react to two ordinary events in which a researcher read a picture book and showed a small red foam ball to the babies. The two events were then changed to be absurd. Researcher opened the picture book on the head and said, zoop, zoop, and then put the foam ball on her nose. And when she poked at it, she said, beep, beep, and apparently that made the kids laugh. Wow. My kids thought I was funny. They always giggled. I always knew how to make them giggle. Babies giggle. I would say babies have a sense of humor before that, because you can make your four-month-old, you can make your two-month-old smile. I mean, you have a way to manipulate and make them smile. So I would say earlier. But I guess the whole zoop, zoop thing. What I want to learn how to do is make the kids quit crying and quit complaining. That would be nice. All right, the seven-year-old girl. Seven-year-old girl, Colorado girl, is recovering from contracting the bubonic plague. Remember we talked about bubonic plague? Well, apparently this little girl, 7-year-old, suffered a seizure a few weeks later. A few days later, family had gone camping. Oh, this was, she got a fever a few days after having gone camping. Apparently, doctors couldn't tell what was going on with little Sierra Jane. She was eventually transferred to Denver, had high heart rate, low blood pressure, and a swollen lymph node in her left groin, which was extremely painful. We call those bubos. She was put on an antibiotic. Doctors conducted tests and found out that she had bubonic plague. Usually, you could get that through fleas, but we believe she was feeding a squirrel. And when you feed infected rodents, squirrels, etc., you could get bubonic plague. So far this year, there have been two other confirmed cases, one probable case of plague in the U.S. Other states that were afflicted were New Mexico and Oregon. Thank God nobody died. Now, I think Yosemite warnings now are going out to, is it up to, I think, 20,000 people? Trying to think how they are drastically increasing. Yeah, the Yosemite hantavirus, now we're switching from plague, warning has been extended to 22,000 people. And, of course, many of the people who had visited Yosemite, since three people have died, have gone back to their countries. So, and they're saying, you know, even if you're feeling better, you're still not out of the woods. Watch for fever, respiratory issues, etc. Gosh, I tell you, crazy stuff. What is going on right now? Yosemite Park visitors, they say, from 39 countries outside the U.S. have been sent warnings of the hantavirus. People who stayed at the signature tent cabins in Curry Village from early June to late August have been warned. Up to 100,000 people, they say, are at risk. All right. They say all guests who made reservations to stay there were emailed or mailed a health advisory urging them to seek immediate attention if they have any symptoms. And we've reviewed those. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about books in the first hour. One of my favorite authors, Judy Blume, looks like has been battling breast cancer. Had to have a mastectomy, breast reconstruction, had invasive ductal carcinoma. She says she's feeling stronger. Did Judy Blume do Beezus and Ramona? I love the Beezus and Ramona. I think those were just phenomenal literary works. And I didn't need Cliff Notes for that. I gotta say, All right. Representative Jesse Jackson is home. He has finally returned home after treatment for depression at Mayo Clinic. He's at home in Washington, convalescing with his wife and children. They hope he goes back to work on Monday. Congress goes back into session Monday. I have no idea if he gets sick leave. I don't know. That would be nice. All right, guys, don't forget to listen to us tomorrow, 10 a.m. live Pacific time. Be safe and God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases are over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.